The Marlins looking for a sweep of Tuesday's doubleheader against the Phillies after taking game one. Let's pick it up top one. The Fish looking to build on a 1-0 lead.
Ozuna, left center field. That ball's deep. That ball's gone. And Miami jumps on the Phillies. It's 3-0 here in the first.
Here's a high drive, right center. It's a no-doubter for Yelich. Up, up and away. A 3-run home run and a 6-0 second inning lead for the Marlins.
3-2, there goes the runner. There goes a fly ball deep to right. It's a no-doubter on the 14th pitch of the at-bat. Andres Blanco has homered.
In the air, center and deep. Yelich back. And he got it! Yelich robs a home run.
There's a ball ripped out toward the gap right center. Stanton on the run, dives for it, and G made the catch. What a play.
After building an early 6-0 lead, the Marlins put it in cruise control on their way to a 7-4 win as they swept Tuesday's doubleheader against the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park. Here is Miami skipper Don Mattingly.
Yeah, hang on, it's that weather. It's hard to win too. It, you know, obviously the first game went good for us. We were able to kind of keep our, you know, zig and claw on those guys, you know, out of those game, that game early, which allowed us to use, you know, basically claw for two tonight. You know, we scored early. That was good too. We got some momentum, but you know, those guys just kept coming back. And it was one of those games you didn't feel good about, honestly, because they seemed like they were going to keep scoring and looked like we were done. So I thought Mike's hit was huge there. Avias's hit kind of gave us that extra little boost. And then Claw's two innings were huge, obviously, to get us back into the ninth.
How about Yelich's catch? I don't know if you saw a replay, but he literally got it with the heel of his glove and somehow.
No, you know, that was great. Yeah, he had a day. Yeah, so and G's play was, you know, a nice play. A lot of good things happened for us. You know, Yelich hits a, you know, gets us out, jumps us out there. So it was one of those days that worked out good for us.
The elusive 500, Don.
Yeah, I mean, you talk to, you can't really talk about anything really, and if you can't get to that, and so we'll see where we go. Mm-hmm. Just try to keep winning series. This was a, you know, obviously a good start to being able to win this series. So, you know, I think that's what we keep our mind on is tomorrow we got a chance to win the series. That's what we'll be shooting for.
Have you learned any more about Yelich as a defender now that you've seen him this kind of a whole year, day in, day out in center compared to mostly in the corners in the last couple of years?
Not a whole lot. I mean, I think we've seen him there enough last year. Knew he was that was going to build. He has closing speed. He gets good jumps and reads. So we were pretty confident that he was going to be really good out there.
Your thoughts on Jose's outing tonight?
It was good. Obviously, getting him out to that lead, and you know, I'm not sure he seems to be used to pitching in close games, and he's going to attack the strike zone, and just took him a lot of pitches to get through five, and they kept battling. You know, to give them credit, those guys kept fighting. The Blancos at bat's a great at bat, and gets them back in the game. Joseph obviously is swung the bat good against us over the last couple of years.
Any sense of how close you were to having to go into a delay there at the end?
Like really close. No, it sounded like it was coming. There was no doubt about it. So they said like 11:15. I don't know what time it is. But we barely made it.
And you certainly don't want to rush through it or, you know, get ahead of yourself. And, you know, two guys on it, when you know it, you get the tying run up there with the rain.
Yeah, it's not exactly the best scenario. We get two strikes on Hernandez, and then, you know, we hit him, which is not really what you're looking for. But we were able to get out of it, so it worked.
With a 3-run home run in the second and a home run robbing catch in the fifth, it was a great all-around game two for Christian Yelich as he set the tone with his bat and his glove in a 7-4 win for the Marlins to finish off a doubleheader sweep of the Phillies. Yelich shared his thoughts following the game.
Yeah, I don't know. I just held on to it, and that was a big force.
Have you made a bigger catch than that?
I don't know, man. It's the first homer I've robbed, I think, so that was pretty good. Kept two runs off the board for us, and it was nice that we got to take two today.
Yelich took you out, and it's not easy to win in a doubleheader. I mean, you look at this weather, too. It was a crazy finish because you guys knew the weather was coming, I'm sure, huh?
Yeah, we've been playing well, and something that we just need to, you know, carry on. And we just finished literally in the nick of time because it is absolutely pouring out there right now.
I mean, you're a pitch or two away probably from getting this game stalled. Yelly, what does it mean for you guys to get to 500?
We're just not even really worried about that. Just worried about winning every night, doing what we can control. We're not looking at the standings. We're not chasing anybody. We're just controlling what we can control. And, you know, we're back at even, and
yeah.
So we can do the rest of the way.
But you feel good about things as your ball club. I mean, you win 9 out of 11, you got to feel good.
Yeah,
confident.
We've been fighting, that's for sure. But, you know, we're not. That's like I said, we're not looking at the scoreboard. We're not chasing the standings. We're taking it one game at a time, which has been really good for us. Just worry about winning that night or that day, whatever it has to be. And guys have come up with big hits. Guys have been making big pitches, and that's what you got to do. And hopefully keep it going for the last
time. Appreciate
your
time, man. Buddy, thanks.
You got to get set.
Right.
The Marlins sent Justin Nicolino to the mound on Wednesday. He'll square off with Mark Leiter Jr.